Boo Carter, the next Travis Hunter. What does that mean, though, Caleb? Boo Carter, the Tennessee signee, who I believe will start as strong safety. More than just that, Travis Hunter did a lot more for the Buffs. He was pretty darn good at wide receiver as well. That's putting a lot on Boo.
That is. And I thought Deion played Travis Hunter way too much last year. I think he spent so much time trying to promote Travis Hunter and Shador's Heisman candidates to the detriment of Colorado in certain games. So I don't think Tennessee is going to do this. But the question is, could he? And I'm going to say that's not possible in Josh Heupel's system. There is no way you can be a two-way athlete in Josh Heupel's system. With the tempo he runs on offense, it would absolutely wreck Boo Carter to do that. And the number of plays he runs is insane. Then
you would have been against D. Williams touching the ball last year. He was good as a punt return, but you didn't want him to do it on offense? You're telling me you can't work in a system in which he plays one series a game?
Wait a minute. D. Williams was not really starting that much on defense, though. He barely played on defense. So I would have been fine as a punt returner and playing one series a game in offense. Okay, Boo Carter, if you want to bring up one series a game, fine. But we're talking Travis Hunter playing every snap of every series.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. Boundless moving from their two-hour minimum to the turnkey operations. They've got you covered in East Tennessee and in the Charlotte area. That's Boundless Moving. Just Google Boundless Moving. Tell them Off the Hook Sports sent you. I just don't think you should put too much pressure on the young man. I mean, I think that he's going to be the starting strong safety. Now, I believe he could go out there and play a series per half and have an impact for Tennessee. But the question I've got with Boo Carter, we both seen him play. We've seen tape of him. What kind of player is he? He's kind of like a scat back, quick feet, can move. Doesn't Tennessee already have that with the squirrel and with a Dylan Sampson? I mean, do you want to stretch yourself that thin? Do you want him to be confused in a defensive call at strong safety and him give up a play because he spent some time working on offense that year? If this was a program that was in dire need for a playmaker, maybe they think they are. This coming from On Three, by the way, is a potential next Travis Hunter. Maybe they think they have to have that playmaker, but I don't think they're that desperate to have to start pulling guys on defense to make some things happen on offense. Do you?
No, I don't. I think one of the things that, and I'm going to have to ask you this, Dave, because I think Steve Wolfong maybe may have gotten this from, he's one who said it on Andy Staples' show, and we're wondering where he got it from. Did he get it from Boo Carter? Did he get it from the coaching staff? Is the coaching staff promoting Boo Carter too much? I mean, this guy wasn't a 5-star on any service. He was a 4-star across the board. And you would think somebody with this level of height would have a 5-star rating on one service.
I'm going to tread out on a limb here. I don't think they're wired like that. I think Butch Jones did that sort of stuff. They hype people too much. I think they're just being honest, and I don't think they're doing it behind a podium at a press conference. I think when somebody asks you, boy, is that, you know, just off the record, just us talking, is that Boo as good as you think he is? You go, yeah. And I think there are two guys that they are incredibly high on, higher than everybody else, and it's Nico and Boo. And then I think everybody else is kind of that, not to take anything away from Pierce, but Pierce is going to be a junior. He's more proven. I'm talking about underclassmen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And that was the thing, though. I didn't hear about James Pierce from the coaches. I heard it from Fred White and people showing up at football practice. And I'm going to throw a third in, by the way, with you, with Boo and Nico. I'm going to throw Mike Matthews in with them. It seems like they're very high on Mike Matthews, too. And that's the other thing. You're right. It's what would be the point of playing Boo on offense and sacrificing what you think he could do on defense? I do agree with you on that. I think so. I don't think this would happen. I don't think they should try to make it happen. I think they got enough weapons on offense as is. They really need to focus on shoring up their defense. I think the real question is, shouldn't they take some of these fast receivers and convert them to defensive backs? Don't they need some more help back there?
You know, the other thing too, this is not a bad seed to plant. So what if things don't go the way Boo would like for them to go this fall and he starts 6 games instead of every game and he's not as effective and it's tougher than he thinks? Then at the end of the year, he can transfer, right? So you tell him things didn't go perfect on defense, but they'll get there. And You know, we mentioned we were going to work in on offense too. So that's a big part of 2025.
So you're saying sell him on something that you may not be honest about. So Kyle, what you're saying is treat him like Jason Witten. Yeah. We're not planning on moving you to tight end. Don't worry.
Coaches have never thrown that sort of thing out, have they?
Never. Coaches never lie to recruits ever, or they never lie to players whatsoever. They're always 100% honest.